You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I said I'm gone, you can taste like.
Now we got Zion, The Revolution, J. Comier, Wendy Smiley.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? We in the building. YUL Radio. I got my co-host in the building, Mello. How you doing?
What it do with the business is?
You smell so good. Hey, Lady T over here, he smells just so good.
Hey, man, you know what it is. Shout out to my man down there by the Shell by providing that them oils.
Oh, at the Shell? Damn. What up to a man at the Shell with the oils?
You know what it is.
Yeah.
What's that?
Candy and Kim. Okay. Remember that song, Don't Be Tardy for the Party?
I try to forget it, but yeah, I remember.
Guess what? They coming, because Phaedra and Candy done teamed up to get that money.
Kim Brokziak. It's about time.
Candy said she was tired of that, and Phaedra said we going to sue Kim so she can get that money from
Kim
that song.
Kim still homeless? Did she get a house?
Hey, I don't know. Hey.
They going to sue the lady on the street?
Hey, you know what? Stay tuned, because you
know
what?
Don't be tardy with the mortgage.
Don't be tardy with the mortgage. Hey, you know what? This is YUL Radio, Young Urban Lifestyle, your favorite station's favorite station. Guess who's on today's show today?
We got today, when?
Yeah, we got King Fame, girl. Tasty.
Oh, King Fame, I guess, is a man.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I wouldn't be saying that. No, I don't do both ways, baby. Yeah, he's a rapper from the NC, baby.
Okay.
And then we got this swimsuit CEO making some nice gentlemen and ladies luxury swimwear.
So you splashing for the cash.
Splashing for, yeah. Yeah. That's Elton McCullough.
Elton McCullough, okay. So my man, he makes swimwear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is 1420 WATB, YULradio.com. Hey, we'll be right back.
Gio.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB, 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Say you a gangster, that don't impress me none. You say you a gangster, ain't seen a thing you done. I do it all myself, I ain't getting help from no one, from no one. Yeah, I'm young, 21, living in a crazy world, but I know the difference between a man and a hood. You frontin' like you got it, claim they hitting on your wallet. Gucci telling you the time and you watch it. Nah, I ain't stunning like my daddy. He's living with my Grammy. Used to be a big baller. He's surviving off of gambling. But I love him, he's my daddy. Yeah, I love him, he's my daddy. Put him in a big house before I ever see a Grammy. And my mommy started working days at the church, finding faith in God. Cause the real world hurts. So much evil lurks, they just make us a work. But we can't find a way. Lifestyle, they just paying for the view. Mommy on the couch since she was 42, sacrificing for the kids, cause that's what mommies do. So I smoke my spliff, I spliff it hard. Candy says that my voice is getting too harsh, so I sobered up and my thoughts they rush. And now I think of you behind bars. Cross state lines, they spliffing good. In Miami you catch a charge. Don't impress.
Yeah, you listen to the smooth productions of the Archangel Radio, keeping the ladies happy, baby.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit 'em.
I am the greatest.
You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Jokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. New advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which bone is the best to whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me, no more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah!
You dig it, diggers!
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
The revolution will be televised.
Give it up for my man, King Fame. What's happening?
Woo! In the building.
What's up, King Fame?
On YUL Radio. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we chilling, baby. We are chilling, man. Yo, congratulations with your recent success, man. How you feeling?
Everything's a blessing, brother. You feel me? Because I've seen ups and downs in this business. You feel me? And like, for me to be getting the recognition that I'm getting right now for some of the work that I'm doing, it's only a blessing because I know how hard I work to get where I'm at. And so it's just for people like you to be recognizing and some of the blogs that's been recognizing my work, it's honestly just a blessing.
Yeah, man. Jupiter, hey, no pun intended, but it is blasting off, bro.
So that's really what the whole concept was, showing females that we could take you to a whole nother world. You don't even have to live this lifestyle you live in. We could take you somewhere completely different out of this world.
I like that. That's
yeah,
sexy.
Bro. And you know what else, bro?
You sexy.
All right, now simmer down, Wendy. I thought that just you saying that an organic, collaborative experience, man, is like, was that liberating for you? Was that freeing for you?
It actually was.
The thing that I know that separates you from a lot of artists is that you're actually a musician. You know, you actually know how
to play your instrument.
Yeah, how music.
So for the ladies that want to see you.
Mm-hmm. I want to see you.
When do you do like different showcases or different little, like, you know, such places as like maybe the House of Blues or different little intimate settings where you perform? Do you do any of those?
I do a lot of club venues wherever people book me at. For the most part, I'm supposed to be in Australia in April.
Okay, so, you're making big moves. Cool.
Yeah, so for everybody that, I don't know how many people y'all got listening from Australia, I probably do. It's internet, you know, people tune in, you feel me? But I'll be in Australia for my Australia people. My man actually out there is bringing me out there. Just brought Q from World Star Hip Hop is out there right now with him doing like an Australian world tour. I mean, Australian tour, trying to get World Star's brand up out there. So as soon as he finishes with him, he's flying me out there next for a concert.
What's your sign?
My sign?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, no. I don't fool with them Geminis. Oh, no.
What you mean? Andre 3000? Kanye? Like, you gotta
Kanye?
Something.
Okay. What's up?
So, they was feeling you, bro. At first, they was just like, oh, yeah. Listen, man, like, they was, you don't even understand, man. I had to hear it for about a half an hour. I'm like, ooh, he fine. I just want to know what it's like. I want it. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. Nice. Yeah, see, I didn't say no names. See, now you just called yourself out, Wendy. You called yourself out.
So you
out.
Named all these True. Amazing people like Kanye and Andre 3000. Now, where do you get your inspiration from?
Where you get your inspiration from?
Your music.
Because Kanye had a ghostwriter. He just came out talking about how his money wasn't right, how he ghostwrote for Big Sean track and he ain't get paid. So Kanye don't write his own music.
Real talk.
Wow.
So it's like everything that I do musically is really therapy. You feel me? Like when I write these records, if you listen to any one of my records, it could be a club record or it can be inspirational, whatever it is, they all have a story format to them.
They do.
You feel
they
me?
Really
because
do.
It's because of something I went through. If you hear me talking to a female, it's me really having a conversation with that female. Like, all my inspiration is based off real life experiences. And that's why when people say, I got writer's block, that's because you're trying to make up something to say. If you're really going through something, like, you never run out of nothing to say.
That's true. And Jupiter's really hot. I really
And I want
it.
To tell y'all a little something, too, about Jupiter that y'all might not know. This is a little nugget.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Y'all heard the Ludacris Big Boy and T.I. record in the A?
Yeah.
The same producer did that record.
Wow.
But Showdown's the producer behind that record in the A. Wayne. He also produced my record Jupiter. We also got some more stuff coming. We did a Chris Brown remix, so don't judge me if y'all Google it. King Fame featuring Chris Brown. Like,
wow.
He did something just having fun. He redid the track. I added a verse to it. You know what I mean?
And they picked it up, huh?
Like, we working. We working on stuff on my next album, too, that's going to be coming at the end of this year. After, I mean, I get all this touring stuff out the way.
Man.
So how do you like the tour life? Because I know I used to date a rapper that's whack. And that life is intense. So do you have a girlfriend, or do you, you know, mind talking about that type
of
stuff?
What? It's kind of funny because for that reason alone, I really don't have a significant other right now because a lot of the females I'm attracted to are used to more stable lifestyle. You feel me? Like, I like the good girls, but the women that are attracted to me usually are women that's on the club scene and they feel like they can capitalize off of the way I'm moving. And so it's like, I know what's real and what's not, so I'd rather just focus on my family right now, my music. I feel like my grandma always taught me one thing. Baby, you do what you doing, you get where you going, and them girls gonna come running after you. You'll have your pick.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. I've heard a lot of interviews. I've interviewed a lot of rappers in my day. This dude is a real dude right here, man.
He is.
King Man, Fame Man, like, for real,
but
bro.
But he a Gemini, baby.
Is that what it is? I'm a Scorpio, so I don't know.
I know. I had a Gemini.
I'm pure
That's
evil.
The same thing he used to say. And then the other side kicking.
Oh, right. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
They trying to put you in a box.
No, I'm not putting you in the box.
And I just want to let you know from the YULradio.com family, bro, the Ravolution, Janae, Wendy Smiley, man, that listen, man, this has been a total pleasure on our end of it, bro. I'm definitely on Team King Fame, man. We're going to big up you, man.
We're going to
get out there, man. Make sure, man, that we not only put you in Jupiter, man, but we're going to send you to the next galaxy, brother. We're going to send you up out of here, man, because you're a real, real cat, man. All right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be back here at YULradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay, and when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
I see it clear, my heart is here, we got each other, let's take it from there. If I could, I'd love you up forever and time. Oh, knows, 'cause all that matters is how far this goes, and it will go until it starts again. Oh, and you are built like armor, nothing can stop love from loving on us. And I'm not asking for much, just a couple of forever. A couple of forever. I'm the only one, you're the only one, together to never.
girl Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car. Roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
In the light, in the sky, in the skies, are like fireflies, burning bright, just to vanish in the dark. I've held hope in my two hands, that there would be another chance to find a kingdom. I believe in my heart, 'cause underneath the good, there's something greater than you. Forgotten who you are, where you're from, it's like some other universe. You count your steps like there is. You catch one breath and lose the rest. Wrong is right, right is left, and there's nowhere left to turn. So don't believe in everything you think you think.
YULradio.com. If you can choose like one song that you really want everyone to listen to,
that personifies
really,
him,
like dear to him. I know he's been through a lot and coming right. up. What's one of those songs that you wrote that is like, oh my God, it's just amazing. I want people to hear that song.
That sums you up as an artist.
The song that sums me up as an artist is one y'all haven't heard yet, and it's gonna be on my next album called Rain on Me.
Okay.
And it's just basically a record talking about, and I know last time I gave y'all a verse, but it's just, let me tell you about my situation. That's against my hating, because I'm on the move, but that's my motivation. Every time I'm facing the block, I'm racing the clock. But I just really want this hating to stop. If I'm putting all my eggs in one pot and they all fall out and bust, at least I'm known for taking a shot. But to my Muslim boys, Lakers a lot. I had them big baggies on the corner, $5 making it hot. Like, it's just a self-explanatory record about my life journey and why I am who I am. And the hook is like a sample from The Who saying, I want love to rain on me.
Because
I've been through so much drama in my life. that how much is it to add to be loved?
Wow.
Now, since this,
that's what it is,
the things have picked up in your music career, have you seen a change in your friends and family?
I hate to say it, but Nas said a line in one of his recent records where he said, friends hating on me because of the life I chose. Like, I got people that was my best friends, like, grew up with me when I got kicked out of my crib, and, you know what I'm saying, when I was young, I moved into his house and was raised like brothers, and these same people hating on me, like my worst haters, people that was my best friends and supporting me, same people that I had that I was going to the sisters only with and network with, and people like that, you feel me, like, is the ones that you hear them little salty remarks that coming out, they just, they always like acting funny towards you, you can't, they ain't receiving the calls, and you like, one thing they always say, they try to say like, once you start saying a certain amount of success, that you start to change. No, a lot of times we want to stay the same, but the people around us start treating us differently. When you got family members talking about, oh, when you sign a big deal, I'm gonna get some money, right? You feel me? And you looking at them like, yo, you all I had, like, why wouldn't I take care?
But I'm gonna tell you something, bro, like, that's why I'm listening to you say that right now, and now I totally understand for all my enemies. You know what I'm saying?
You like, feel me?
I totally, just that explanation right there, I finally understand King for all my enemies. That's King Fame right there, man. That's hot, man. I'm a fan. I sound like a male groupie. What's a male groupie? Is it a movie? A movie? What the hell?
At least you don't know Mitch, dog. At least you don't know Mitch. You feel me? But, I do want to say this before we get off, because my manager would kill me.
Say it.
Follow me on I Am King Fame Everything. Instagram, Twitter.
What's your Instagram?
I mean, look, my album on iTunes, King Fame, Rise to Fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, my manager would kill me. I'm having so much fun with y'all. I'm at home right now. He would kill me if I didn't say, follow me on I Am King Fame. All the ladies that listening,
y'all, all of the stations,
follow me. I'm going to follow y'all back. I Am King Fame. Well, and I'm on Instagram, I Am King Fame.
I bet, man. I know the three of us are probably getting ready to follow you.
I'll follow you after this.
Yeah, okay, Wendy. How far are you going to follow this brother, man? What you going
to
do?
We going to follow him to the top because he about to do big things.
Okay, thank you. Uh-oh. And you remember me, boo-boo. Boo-boo. Put me in the video. I do videos.
That's what I'm talking about. Janae, make sure, though, that you get them ends, them edges taken care of. I don't want you hanging out with Fame and you got, you know, new growth.
Yeah, I'm going to comb my hair.
Anyways,
just for you.
His line got messed up.
Just for you.
My line is not messed up.
You know how the barber mess your line up? You be mad you be wearing a hat for 2 weeks.
My line is crisp.
Hey, bro, you got to quit getting your hair edged up with spoons and butter knives.
That's what's up, man. Good looking, man. Hey, this the Ravolution.
This your girl Janae.
It's your girl Wendy.
And yo, we are here for YULRadio.com. Your favorite stations.
Favorite station.
Favorite station.
Alright, thanks.
Turn up. What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose. And no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
You're listening to YULRadio.com. I just wanna lay it down.
Lay it down. I'm doing things I never did before. Slipping on my pimpin'. You hearing things you never heard before. But I say, girl, you trippin'. You know I'm out here with all of my niggas, baby. We ain't doing no trippin', baby. So why you tryna play me? Cause if you read between the lines, your past is bad as mine. So baby, let's keep it real. Now, girl, I know you got me. You know I got you too. Them other women may be bothering, but girl, I'm feeling you, baby. I know you got me. Hey, my biggest favorite body. Everywhere you go, that's another you're like hot Chanel, just buy me. So I know you got me, but just to keep it straight, I heard it got you too. So baby, girl, let's keep it real. These two women looking real fine, and I can have them to myself. But now this girl blowing up my line. She talking to herself. She said, you can run the streets with your dust. I'll be waiting for you until you get through. But don't say it if you ain't about it, babe. Now, girl, I know you got me. You know I got you too. Them other women may be bothering, but girl, I'm feeling you, baby. I know you got me.
Hey, I think it's saying goodbye to me. Everywhere you go, it's another hug. Now you're like, how she knows, but it's try me. So, I know you doubt me, but just to keep it straight, I heard it got too quick, so baby, girl, let's keep it real. I just wanna lay it down, baby, lay it down, baby. Lay it down, baby, lay it down. I just wanna lay it down, baby, lay it down, baby. They don't know. Don't listen to what people say. They don't know about you and me. Get it out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know. Now, girl, I know you got me. You know I got you too. Them other women may be bothering, but girl, I'm feeling you, baby. I know you got me. Hey, for your thing, talk about me. Everywhere you go, it's another hug. You're like, how she knows she gonna try me. So I know you got me, but just to keep it straight, I heard it got too cute, so baby girl, let's keep it real.
This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio, who's keeping the ladies happy.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Come to my chick.
You look at
the
life.
It's showtime. Alright, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leafs. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULradio.com, Zion the Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
You're my baby, my lover, I'm your lady. All night you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, baby. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Boy, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause don't you know, boy, don't you know you're so beautiful.
Listening to YULradio.com, the Young Urban Lifestyles radio program. Wendy, I just want to ask you real quick, right?
Yeah.
It's almost summer.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's why I'm in the gym getting right. Shout out to Body by Jay.
There you go. Shout out to Body by Jay.
Because I'm on them YouTube channels doing those fitness.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now, you're getting fit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I know you love to travel. You like to get out there. So, what's your swimsuit game looking like?
I wear swimsuit covers. I don't wear swimsuits.
You don't wear swimsuits?
I like to leave stuff for the imagination.
I heard that. Well, guess what? Right now, mm-hmm. We have on the line this gentleman. Listen, he's going to be like a swimsuit mogul soon, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, no, I'm serious. I'm really serious mm-hmm. right now, okay? You're going to hear all about it, right?
Okay.
This gentleman getting ready to revolutionize how we're going to look at hotness in swimsuits. You know what I'm talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for production and fashion designer, Mr. Alton McCullough.
I'm going to call him King. Hey, King.
Hello, how are you?
We're well. Good. Since Wendy has now dubbed you King McCullough.
Hey, King, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. You still in shape over there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Should I put this on mute on my end? Should I just mute my microphone?
I was just saying, when I was looking at his pictures, he was in shape. Sometimes the designers aren't always in shape. They just have great ideas.
This is true.
He has great ideas and a great body. Woo! Papa Molly, I'm sweating.
Wow.
I'll go for the great thinker. How about that?
Awesome. Mr. McCullough, so tell us what you have going on. Explain to our listeners, right, about the spring summer heat fashion explosion 2013. Run it down for us.
Okay. Spring summer heat fashion explosion 2013 is actually presented by Beach Bling Swimwear LLC. Okay. That is out of Atlanta. I am the CEO, the designer, and the show producer for Spring Summer Heat Fashion Explosion 2013.
Boss.
Okay.
And the show is March 23rd at the Holiday Inn Capitol Conference Center, downtown Atlanta, 450 Capitol Avenue. And what we do is each year, this is actually our third year annual event now.
Congratulations.
Our third year that we present our new line for the year, our new swimwear line for the year. And so a part of the event is to invite other designers from all over the United States to mm-hmm. come in and join us as guest designers and to present their line that's basically geared toward travel, vacation, cruise, resorts, and swimwear. And so it's a very big event. This year is our largest event, which is going to be a total, including myself, of 12 designers.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
That's an awesome show.
You know, like, obviously, with the way that the internet is right now, it's not hard for us to take a look at all of these designs that you've come up with over the years. Like, tell us how you come up with a lot of your swimmer designs, because they really are very creative. Because, like, that's the one thing that I see that you really promote, is that it is very creative swimwear. And what I've seen, it is absolutely stunning. Please tell us about your design aesthetic.
Well, thank you very much. Well, actually, I've been designing swimwear for about 4 years. I'm a native Floridian, so I'm used to hanging out on the beach. And so I spent a lot of time traveling to the South Beach area. And one of my biggest things is always admiring the swimwear that a lot of people wear. And so 4 years ago, I decided to kind of put my hand into it and start creating my own design of swimwear. So I have started out doing men's swimwear, and many, many people like the designs, and so they started saying, well, what are you going to do about women? When are you going to start doing women's swimwear?
I like the men's.
I took on that challenge. And so I have just grown since that. You know, being here in Atlanta is kind of, the market here is a little bit different than the market there in the South or near the water areas.
Absolutely.
And so somewhat kind of a challenge to kind of bring yourself up and get that attention of your creation. So I have to spend a lot of time traveling, seeing what's new and what's hot. And so this year, my target market is going to be youth designs. We are separating the lines. We have a segment in the show that's going to be designs geared toward the young.
Okay.
And then we have designs that's going to be geared toward the the young and the mature, the older group.
Okay.
And we're also introducing, well, we introduced what's called cover-ups, but now we're introducing a collection of poolside designs.
I like that cover-up.
That match the bathing suits that you can wear, you know, in the evening when you're having that relaxed moment and you're just kind of feeling good and you just want something kind of sexy to wear.
Sexy.
That's me. So you're going to send me about 3 of those, okay? About a medium. I like turquoise and pink.
I'm sorry?
I said you can send me about 3 different designs, turquoise and pink, about a size medium.
Okay, well, we'd be happy to get you fitted.
Yeah, Mr. McCullough, moving along now. I want to talk about...
Oh, he want one of those little men... outfits, no, cheetah. You did like that cheetah outfit, but
I want him to design something exclusive for me though, because I want something, because I need you to start a thick brother collection for all the thick brothers that refuse to live in a gym and have a regular life. I need that collection. Okay, like the cover up, I need you to cover up that little pooch that I got right here. That's like, it ain't a Dunlap yet, it's just a little pooch. Okay, so I need you, because listen, I've seen your designs, brother. You have a gift, and you're going to help me conceal this layer of pooch that I have, because up top, I look good. The shoulders is popping. The biceps is, listen, they unbeatable right now, brother.
Blah, blah, okay? Blah, blah.
Just help
blah,
me cut well, this pooch now, and then...
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
This year's show, we are putting emphasis on the plus size models,
yeah.
on the plus size.
Shout out to the healthy people.
We have 2 fantastic designers, Lavender's Jungle and Big Girls Inc., and they all design plus size pieces for women and men, mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
But in our presentation this year, we are incorporating in mostly all of our designers are going to be introducing pieces that are geared toward plus size. So there's no limit as to what you'll see this year. You will see a lot. And we have a celebrity that's going to be participating with us, Kai Murray.
Okay, okay.
I'm sure you've heard of her. And
yes.
She's actually going to be walking in a couple of segments representing plus size.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Women, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we need to do something for a men's term, because I'm not going to be no plus size man. Like, that's not something I'm going to be walking around. How y'all doing? My name is Raymond. I'm a plus size man. You know, I'm not going to.
We can do anything.
We can do anything, Mr. McCullough. But yeah, just we need a new term, brother.
I know. I need to be there.
You need to be there?
I want to be there. Can I get a ticket? Can I come see you in action?
Yes, you can. You can be right down the front row.
Okay. I'm going to be there with my camera now, because I got a good camera. I'll write a little report, take some pictures.
She will sell herself, okay? Not her soul, but herself. She's, listen, the front row. Pictures will be done by Wendy. I'm going to do an article. I'm going to do a little jig for you, too, if you ask me. Like, okay.
I can walk. I used to model. You want me to model for you?
You going
to
stomp it out?
Hey.
You can do that, too. How about that?
You'd okay. be surprised. Don't make me submit a picture now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we'll put you in the show.
Okay. Why you else, Wendy? On the show?
On the show.
Okay. All right. I like girl, that. I like that. Twist.
All right. Everyone, stay tuned. We'll be back here at whyulradio.com.
The Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
I think I might need a cigarette, cause we be off and then we on a day. I just don't get it, don't know why we do this, why we do this one. One day we be in a Cadillac, be riding with my ceiling back. Next day I be breaking all your windows, keying up your doors. Don't know how you do to me what you do, but baby, ooh, you do it so good. And yeah, we break up, I break on your stuff. That's just how we love, we keep it so. How you make me feel, can't nobody do that for me. And we gon' do some
believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
Why you ever get that?
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com. YULradio.com.
The Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah. You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Look at my heart, what happened to us? Now look at your car, what happened to us? You said we never part, what happened to us? But I see you rent to hell, what happened to us? You'd rather hit the bar, what happened to us? Flexing for these bras, what happened to us? Used to bring it home, what happened to us? But now you leave me alone, alone, alone.
What you thinking about? On a man or the hour? I'ma need a Adina Howard. You going through my phone? Seeking you should find. And now you hate the Lord. It's a thin line, ain't lying. Oh, me and Shawty in a V. Ended up in a suite. Next thing you know, I'm shopping for rings. Maybe we could be together for eternity. Ain't no concern to me. I'ma play it perfectly. Get into the currency. Currently, I've been thinking loving you's an understatement. Immaturity got me seeking other girls. Relation hesitating. No, to the destination go. And we end up at the top. Looking at them on the floor.
YULradio.com. So what's next? You're gonna start purses? You're gonna start making beach towels? What's next?
Beach towels.
Well, I have a partner that makes jewelry, Beats by Leonard Wise, and so we're gonna kind of partner together and work on some new projects to kind of expand the line. But we also incorporate hats and other accessories, beach accessories, actually to go with the swimwear.
Okay, that's
but
smart.
All of our designers, we have shoe designer Jay Pratt from New York is going to be in attendance. We have fantastic designer Edward Dillard that's going to be in the house, Edward of Louisville, and he designs a lot of the evening gowns. So we're showing what you can wear even if you go on a cruise and you're having dinner at the captain's table.
Okay.
So we got a lot to show.
Okay, I hear that. Real quick, for those that are just tuning in, sir, this is designer Alton McCullough. He and 11 top designers will rock the runway with the Spring Summer Heat Explosion Fashion Show Extravaganza that will take place Saturday, March 23rd, 2013. It will be at the Holiday Inn Capital Conference Center, 450 Capitol Avenue, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. The show begins at 7 p.m. with a post reception. Did I get all this right, sir?
Yes, the post reception starts at 5.
Absolutely. Oh, this is
stunning. Okay, what's that mean? We're going to have our d'oeuvres, snacks. I need to get there at 5.
Yeah,
you know, come and get you a cocktail.
Oh, a cocktail? I don't drink.
She doesn't. Thank God.
I don't drink, baby. That ain't my swag. I like water.
I will have a cocktail then, because I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna have my thick swag.
He has beer and wine. Okay.
Well, we will have vendors there. Several vendors will be there, and it'll be a good time for people to kind of network and see what everybody else is
okay.
doing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like vendors. That means bring some money to buy some stuff. Okay.
That's the word vendor means. Yeah. Bring some money
to buy some stuff. Because yeah. you get there and be like, oh, I ain't bring no money. I only got my card.
Yeah. They're like, guess what? I got swipe now.
I got swipe.
Plug this into my iPad, fool. I'm taking your money
right now. We got swipe cards. We take credit cards nowadays.
See? Okay. So you taking, now say I'm in there and I'll be like, oh, I love that piece. I want it. Can I buy it off the model? Can other people do that? Is it
you
that type
sure
of access? Because you know some people don't like selling the sample.
Okay. Yes, you definitely can, and we can custom order your designs as well. So
okay.
whatever you see, we can put it out there for you. We can get it for you.
Man, Mr. McCullough is on his game right now. Mm. This is
This is third year. So I know from year one to two to three, what's different in year three that probably in year one you was pulling your hair out?
Well, year one we started out small. Year two we increased, and year three we really increased. So we've gone from about 200 in attendance to about 700.
Wow, okay.
That's important. Them numbers, yeah.
Numbers, yeah. Numbers never lie. But, and you know, it's just looking at the collection that I saw in the last 2 years, and I'm seeing where the vision is going. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure
this year
would be amazing. Tell us, is there anything that you can tell us, like, what something...
What's in the gift
bag? Like, the swag bag? What's in the
gift bag?
No,
I love
gift
bag. I
want to know what's exclusive that he has coming down the runway.
We got to get something in the gift bag. Can Why You Well Radio get something in the gift bag? Can we put something in there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay, I like you. You're going to give me anything I want.
Yeah.
That's why you king.
Oh, wow. And we take it right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing it right back. This has been YULRadio.com. We're
Marcus.
We're on with Alton McCullough talking about his annual event now. So one more thing, though. Like, is there going to be something big that you're going to debut this year? Is it like, I know you probably can't tell me, but just talk about, you know, what the line will look like.
Well, of course, like I said, we have separated the line in terms of the swimwear. So we're showing pieces that are designed geared to more the youth. And then, of course, we're introducing the new line that is the poolside collection.
Okay.
So those are the newest things. And again, we're definitely putting emphasis on plus size guys.
Okay. So kids, poolside chic, and plus size. Got it.
And we also have a kids segment that's in the
show.
Oh, shelter.
That's so cute. I love kids.
Yeah, we got to keep the kids in it.
Okay. Are you designing for the kids, or are you just strictly swimwear? Who are some of the designers? Give me a little. You ain't giving me none of the juicy details.
Well, who are some of the designers? We got Wendy with Big Girls Inc. We got Edward Dillard, Edward of Louisville. We got Andre Baxter, Christine Designs.
Okay.
Andre, he's a hat designer.
Mm,
we have Jay Pratt. Footwear out of New York. Oh, you got to see this guy's shoes. They're out of this world.
Really?
Okay.
He's designing women's shoes.
Malone. I'm sorry?
He's designing women's shoes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Winnie, well, we definitely got to check that out for you. Yes. Who else?
Yes. We've got Brick Malone out of Chicago. We have Leonard Wise, Beats by Leonard Wise. He does jewelry. We have Tanya Williams with Lolita Alonzo. She does youth wear. We have Cresha Baker with Lavender Jungle. She's a plus-size designer. And we have also Anthony Davis of Anthony Davis Designs. And we have a fantastic shirt designer, Olami Creations, out of the D.C. area. And Lene Johnson out of the D.C. area.
Okay.
And myself.
And yourself. And that's
there you go.
That's the cherry on top. That's the cherry on top.
That's it.
All right.
You're going to take your shirt off?
Okay.
We a women-based show. Women like nice, attractive, successful black men.
Well, we got a team of guys that's coming from the D.C. area. Ooh. That the women are going to be hollering and screaming at. How about that?
Ooh. How about that?
Okay,
like that?
I got to be front row. Yeah, you make sure you give me a ticket because I'm so going to be right there.
You know what? Seriously, though, I really want to attend this year.
Yeah, you just want to see the plus-size woman walk by. I know you. He like the bottom. I know we started from the bottom, but we at the top. Okay. But you still be looking at the bottom.
You know what? For those listening out there, this conversation can be taken a couple different ways. So I'm going to just, you know, kind of segue this to get out of this conversation real quick. You know what I'm talking about there, Whitney Smiley? So listen, sir, we have to get tickets. We want access. We want to make sure that all of our listeners here in Atlanta, Georgia, and the United States and globally, we have a huge fan base that they are participating with us with this year's events. This is going to be, I'm excited. Okay. Like again, for everyone that's listening, the spring summer heat fashion show, heat fashion explosion 2013. It is happening here in Atlanta, Georgia, the Holiday Inn Capitol Conference Room, 450 Capitol Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. If they want to contact, what contact information should we direct people to?
Facebook, Twitter.
They can find us on Facebook under Alex McCullough Beach Bling Swimwear Designs.
Okay.
They can also go to the website, which is beachblingswimdesigns.us.
Okay.
And they can purchase tickets on the website. Also, they can purchase tickets at bbsllc2013.eventbrite.com, or they can purchase tickets at the venue. I would suggest that they get there early enough because the show starts promptly at 7 o'clock and it does not stop.
Wow, it does.
They'll be walking all up in the middle of the show in front of cameras.
That's not happening. Mr. McCullough's not that type.
I know he ain't having that.
He's not having that. This
he
brother
probably got security. I know him.
Yeah. And it's probably gonna be them thick neck brothers too.
Yeah.
You got the thick neck brother. Is that the security firm that you got? Thick neck brother security. That's him right there. Thick neck brother. How you doing, Mr. McCullough, today? The thick neck brothers will be securing the fashion show today. So don't you worry about that. Thick neck is in the building. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call Big Fruity and Ray Ray and them.
Don't pay him no mind. Anywho, shout out to all the beautiful women and ladies. They are invited down
and
to attend this beautiful fashion show put on by a handsome gentleman.
And gentlemen. Like, they're going to be gentlemen who want to come to us as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Men, did you hear that McCullough did design men's swimwear? So you're going to be guys
And I'm going to get you a piece and watch. When I see a piece coming on the runway, I'm like, oh, that's you, Ray Ray.
That's me.
I'm going to get you that thong.
And I'm going to rock it. Well.
We're going to take a trip to Miami.
Okay. Hey.
I'm Alton E. McCullough, CEO, designer, and producer for the Beach Bling Swimwear Spring Summer Heat Fashion Explosion 2013.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a great day. It has been a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the CEO and designer extraordinaire, Mr. Alton McCullough. Thank you. This has been an awesome day. I'm coming to the show. I'm just letting you know, okay? I'm coming to the show. I'm probably going to have a paisley ascot. I don't know. Should I rock a paisley ascot, Wendy?
I'm going to wear a swimsuit.
You're going to wear a swimsuit. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you'll see us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are YULradio.com, the Young Urban Lifestyles radio program on WATB 1420 Atlanta. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. See you soon. We'll be at the show.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You better read Nick and us.
I have the so I make the rules.
Yeah.
Run.
Here.
Comes up till the lights go out. Till my legs give out. Big check my mouth. Till the smoke clears out. And my high. I'ma rip this shit to my bone. Till the lights go out. Till my legs give out. Can't check my mouth. Till the smoke clears out. And my high. I'ma rip this shit to my bone.
park. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.